We all love seeing our athletes competing in the Olympic Games, but it's a pretty expensive undertaking. John Stenschult is a business reporter at Business of Sport Reporter, Sports Reporter. Just tell me, he's from the Australian Financial Review. Have I completely fudged that?
I'll write anything you want, but yeah, I write a bit of sports
hilarious.
Business as well.
I'll do anything for a buck.
Particularly at this moment.
Even watch Veep. it cost $18 million to send Australians to London for the 2012 Olympics. How much will it cost to send our athletes to Rio?
For the Australian Olympic Committee, it's going to cost $23 million. So it's a fair bit more. It is.
Above inflation, actually.
Well, I think there's a few issues over in Rio de Janeiro with getting into the village and getting from the village to a lot of the venues. So they're actually renting apartments and all this sort of additional expenses to house the athletes out of the village. So that's we're going all out to win gold medals, and this is one of the ways we're doing it.
Is it funded by the taxpayer, or are there kind of other ways that we're financing the team's participation in the Games?
Yeah, well, the taxpayer does put in about $120-odd million into elite sport every year, and that funds the organisations like, you know, the Hockey Federation and all those sort of individual sports. But the Australian Olympic Committee itself has all this money left over from the Sydney Olympics. We've made a lot of money out of that, and they had about somewhere between $80 or $90 million from that, and they've invested it. They invest this money in the stock market. They invested in bonds. They invested in international shares. And they're actually really good investors. They've got about $140 million up their sleeves at the moment. So they tap into that every year and sort of, you know, pay for expenses as time goes on. But they make even more money. So it's actually one sports organisation that's done really well for themselves off the field.
And corporate sponsorship is a really big part. We all know that's crucial in sport. How much kind of cachet does a business get by having their brands attached to big sporting heroes?
Well, there's lots of sponsors for the Olympics, but it's a really vexed issue, because if something goes wrong, then it really damages a brand. I mean, you think of the London Olympics last time, there was a very prominent bank. Which bank was sponsoring the swimmers? They had all the swimmers in their ads. The swimmers didn't do very well.
The
and there's all those dramas, remember?
The swimmers were dramatic last time.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So if you go for that sort of athlete and it doesn't go well, you have a bit of a sort of, you know, corporate PR disaster on your hands.
Now onto a contest of a very different kind, the Invictus Games. You may have seen a bit of argy-bargy last week with Prince Harry and Queen Elizabeth facing off against Barack and Michelle Obama on social media. They all made a video. It did very well. Here's patron Prince Harry talking at the opening ceremony in Florida.
I joined the army because, for a long time, I just wanted to be one of the guys. But what I learned through serving was that the extraordinary privileges of being a prince gave me the extraordinary opportunity to help my military family.
John, for those who don't actually know what these games are all about, like, what is it?
Well, it's pretty. Yeah, Prince Harry came up with the idea of having a sort of Olympics in a way for returned service people who've been injured or, you know, wounded. It's a little bit like a Paralympics, I suppose, for, you know, returned armed forces people. So there's about 15 odd countries. You know, sort of, as you say, the leaders of the free world are sort of the ones out there promoting it that are competing in.
Pretty serious high-end names. Barack Obama,
yes.
The royal family, the Queen.
Well, Michelle Obama was there at the opening as well, so they're backing it. Ian Thorpe's over there supporting the Australian team. So, yeah, look, it's every couple of years, although next year is going to be one as well in Canada, actually. So that's where they're at. It's a really interesting games, actually. Yeah, it's a lot of big people behind it.
Do we really get into it here in Australia?
Oh, it's really new. I think the way that they've used their patrons to promote it is probably a reason that we're actually talking about it right now, isn't it? Otherwise, we may not know. I wonder if perhaps the games might come here to Australia one of these days. That would be interesting, I think.
Mm. Well, we love taking any sporting event, don't we? We put
our
hand up. We'd be like, "What sport? Is there a ball involved? We'll have that." How about the Australian team? Tell us about it. What kind of events will they be competing?
Yeah, well, I mean, like, as I said, Ian Thorpe's, backing
there.
The swimming team. There's other sort of Paralympic style, you know, track and field events as well. So we've got a reasonably number of people on the team. There's all sorts of other interesting countries as well, Afghanistan, Iraq, you know, a lot of the European countries, UK as well. So, look, I think it's, something that might capture the imagination.
Are we going to get lots of gold? Because this is the only reason we get up.
It's sport. We're Australians. Of course we're going to win a lot
of
gold, aren't we?
We're going to win lots of gold.
Yeah, I think so.
But seriously, I mean, this is a serious question.
Yeah.
I mean, are we really competitive at these games?
Well, we should be. Yeah, well, absolutely. We're right into it. So, look, we're spending some money on it. The government's put in some money. There's, people that have raised money for it. So I think we should go pretty well.
I think this is probably the biggest buy-in by having those really high-profile names. That video really went viral, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. And this is what happens for some, you know, events that need money. I mean, you know, the Olympics, they're getting a whole bunch of, you know, business people to raise money for it. It's going to happen with the Paralympics as well. They're doing really well with their fundraising too. So this is, I guess this is the way that, you know, people, these events need to raise money outside of just, you know, focusing on getting money from government, which is not going up these days.
No, that's not very helpful for them. John, thanks.
Thanks.
That's John Stenschult. He is a journalist at the Australian Financial Review. He'll write about anything. Just call him. After the news, we're going to head to North Korea, where reporting of the country has really been stifled. That's next.
Want to hear about the best party in town this election season? It's a new podcast with me, Frank Kelly.
And me, Patricia Carvelis.
The Party Room, your essential guide to this federal election. Subscribe now. Simply search for The Party Room in your podcast app.
Or listen via the RN website, abc.net.au/RN.